I am speaking with Mary Kay Thatcher with the American Farm Bureau Federation, and we're talking once again about the Farm Bill. And Farm Bureau just sent a Farm Bill proposal to Capitol Hill. And first of all, Mary Kay, if you could just tell me, what are the main components of the Farm Bill proposal that Farm Bureau has sent to Congress?
Sure thing. Well, the first component is that we decided that we would shoot for a target of $23 billion in reductions and savings, the same as the Senate passed last year, the same as the Senate and House Ag Committee chairs and ranking members suggested, and the same as the Senate budget resolution suggested this year. You'll remember that the House suggested about $160 billion in savings, which is more than outrageous. No way could we build a safety net with that. So while $23 billion is still more than our fair share, we thought it was a good thing to put forward. So we have come up with an approach that will indeed save that amount of money. And then we've tried to look at providing farmers a three-legged safety net stool where every farmer would have crop insurance and marketing loans available to them. And then as the third leg of their safety net, they would pick between a modified stacks provision, which would be a county revenue level program based on if you lost in the range of 75 to 90% of county revenue, then that insurance indemnity would kick in, or they could select from a target price program. So it would give folks options for what they believed was the issue that affected them most.
Okay, so $23 billion, 23 over the current bill, that's the same amount as the Senate bill passed last year. The question is, will that be enough? Because they're looking at deeper cuts from a different baseline, I guess, right?
We don't know if it'll be enough. Now, we did take the new baseline into account. You lose about $10 billion from what the Senate passed bill cost last year and what it would cost now if you did it in February when the Congressional Budget Office rescored it. So that is taken into account. In essence, we think you have somewhere in the range of about $33 billion to work with because you eliminate the acre program, you eliminate direct payments, you eliminate the SURE crop portion, et cetera. And so we've tried to use that number, which would take into account that $10 billion difference and come up with a safety net. Now, whether an urban Congress will think that's enough, we don't know. But we did also try to structure a bill where if it has to be changed, you don't come up with a program that, yeah, it works at this level, but if I take a billion from it, oh, it doesn't work anymore. So we came up with options with the target prices and with the stacks program where hopefully if we have to take more cuts than that, we could simply ratchet it down by a certain percentage and still be there. So we hope we have taken that into account. I think that it is right that we're out there only looking for $23 billion in cuts. You know, no other industry is actually saying we want to do something about deficit reduction and put money aside, and we are saying that. But I think $23 billion is more than our fair share.
Okay, well, how does the Farm Bureau proposal address the WTO cotton program issue?
Well, we say very straightforwardly, as we have said for the last year or so, that we don't think that cotton can have target prices or a reference price in their stacks provision because that is the number one target of the Brazilians in this WTO case. And we have got to get this case resolved. We've been paying them $147 million a year, and they have been somewhat patient given the fact that we didn't finish the Farm Bill last year. But we can't continue to put out that kind of money. As for the other things, I think the other issues still have to be worked out in negotiations between our trade representatives and our USDA and the Brazilians. So we are not aware of how those negotiations are going. At some point, there will have to be a signal from those folks that we have done enough to satisfy the Brazilians and we can go ahead with some proposal in the Farm Bill. But that hasn't happened yet. So the only issue we have really taken exception to is the target price reference price idea.
We've got a lot going on in Washington this week, gun control, immigration, whatnot, and both the Senate and House Ag Committees have made noise like they want to start working on this possibly by the end of the month. With all that's going on, do you expect that to happen, or when do you expect the Ag Committee to start writing a bill?
I think both the House and the Senate Ag Committee will start in the next 3-4 weeks at the most. They both see that moving forward in an expeditious manner is a good thing. I'm not sure we'll get it to the House or the Senate floor right away, but I think it's still good to get the bill moving. They've been working pretty hard as staff over the last couple of weeks when Congress has been out, and I think, you know, made some progress. But you have some impediments, and, you know, I don't mean this from a negative perspective, but you have, like, Thad Cochran, who's the new ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, and he really just finished staffing up not that long ago, primarily because due to sequestration, he didn't know how much money he had to hire people. And then, of course, you want to get out there, and when you got that kind of position, you want to hire the best people, so it took a while. So there are things like that that have nothing to do with the environment here, just have to do with it takes a while to get things together. And so as soon as I think, you know, they've got those things together, you've got Republicans talking to Democrats and Senate talking to House, and I think we're going to have some progress pretty darn soon.
Another thing we're supposed to see this week is the administration's budget proposal. Supposed to come out tomorrow, as a matter of fact. How might that impact this whole issue, the Farm Bill, or anything else?
I don't think it'll impact it much. You know, regardless who the president is, most of their budget proposals come up and they're dead on arrival. And given that this one by law was due to be released the first week in February, and here we are the second week in April, and now it's being released. It's being released after the Senate has passed its budget resolution, after the House has passed it. So I think it may be more dead on arrival than ever when it gets released tomorrow. And I strongly suspect that you're going to look at the ag provisions in there and you're going to recognize a lot of them being very similar, if not exactly the same, that those they proposed last year.
Okay. Well, I know you've got a lot more interviews lined up here. I know you've been busy. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Mary Kay?
I don't think so. Good to talk to you.
All right. Well, great. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us about this. And we certainly hope we get a farm bill this year.
Yeah. Me too.
All right. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Yep. Bye, Cindy.